unfortunately for me, it gets a little bit shallow talking. So we've worked reasonably well, let's put it that way, in terms of the result we had. So I think it was important to address a few things because the last 20 minutes wasn't really what we're about, and I think we have to acknowledge that in our performance on Saturday and in our training this week. And I see a good response, and we take that into the game.
But it's different, isn't it? Clearly, a good response in training to taking it into a match.
Yeah, because sometimes, that period at the end is part of the disappointment of being behind and maybe not being able to win the game. You take a bit of that into that period, frustration, anger that we haven't managed to get a win, and all that can look ugly, which it did. And unfortunately, we can't even afford to do that. We have to put our frustration to one side and be up and play the game to the end. Because if there's one thing that football's told me over the years, is that you have to try and stay in the game as long as you can. Because the last 5, 10 minutes of games can change dramatically. And we got to stay in there and stay focused right till the very end. Sometimes, as you know, I can think of the Champions League final with Man United and Bayern Munich. When the game was all but buried, but for a 1 minute left. So we didn't give ourselves that opportunity. And we have in previous games. We fought to the end. Okay, we have to hold our hands up. It's been a long time. Victories have been hard to come by for us. But the only way we're going to win games is to hang in as long as we can.
But this must be, from your point of view, the most difficult period of your managerial career, surely.
Yeah, I've had a few. I've never really had a team that has struggled as much to win games as this team, and it's frustrating, but it is what it is. We'll throw a couple of new ideas at them this week to hopefully get the response. And I think probably the next 2 or 3 games, our experienced players need to deliver as individuals, and that hopefully will improve the team. If they don't, I'm going to have to look even deeper in the squad and start looking at younger players or whatever. So, it really is now or never for our group.
And how do you cope personally? Because on a human level, it can't be very easy.
No, of course, it was uncomfortable. And, every game, I'm going to probably, if we're losing, have the opposition singing, "Are we sacked in the morning," etc., etc. It's not something I want to hear. And I'm sure our fans join in at times as well. So, it's a situation where I think you've just got to be professional and understand that we got it's a difficult team to manage at times. And I'm not going to shy away from that. There's been some difficult decisions I've had to make here. And try and get the best out of the group as I can. And that's what I'll do. And I'll be as thorough and as positive as I can to try and get a result the next time it comes around. And that's what, we go into this game. This was the period when we was meant to turn things around, and we haven't done that. It's no point keep looking at promises and what we might do, and it's time to deliver. Okay, at the end of the day, I have to deliver a team, and I'm responsible for the team performance on an individual basis. Our players need to deliver. And I made it clear after the game that I didn't think some of them did last week, and they need to do it this week.
And you said that you'd talked to the people upstairs after the Leicester game. What was the nature of those discussions? How did they go?
Well, I think it's important to sometimes put some truths on the table about what we have, what we're doing, where are we going, how do we see it panning out? Is that going to fit in with what I want to do? Is it going to fit in with what the club wants to do, and come to a kind of common ground so that you can go forward together? So I thought it was important to say a few frustrations I had with certain things, and I've aired them. And as far as I'm concerned, their faith in me is I'm thankful for it, because I think whatever scenario happens here, we have to start thinking about the bigger picture, because it's that time of year when that has to be looked at. And there's no point going, "Oh, we're going to be okay, we're going to make it," me saying that every week. We might not, and the chances are now, percentage wise, it's going to be very, very difficult for us. So we have to face that reality, and I think that was a good time to talk about it.
And then what if the worst does come to the worst?
Well, we have to plan for it. We have to plan for our preseason. We have to plan for our squad. We have to plan for perhaps giving experience to a few young players if we're not going to make it, to see what they're going to offer us next year, and try and address the situation. And give our fans something to think about, something to look forward to for next year.
And hindsight's a wonderful thing. Is there any part of you that regrets taking this job on?
I think that's a question that is difficult to answer, because would I want this scenario that I'm standing in now? No, of course not. So, you know, that is difficult in terms of answering it right now. Mm. Do I regret the decision when I made it, when I look back on that? No, because I think it's a great club. I think it's a club that I think I can do a good job at. Unfortunately, this period has not panned out as I would have perceived, and the board has perceived, and the players would have perceived. But the reality is of what we are at the moment. We're a team that is struggling to win games, and we need to find a solution.
And with the greatest of respect, and I mean this, it's a results-based business. Are you surprised with one win in 16 Premier League games to still be standing here?
I don't know about surprise, but you know, I'm thankful for the faith, because a lot of clubs could easily have said no. And as I said after the game on Saturday, you know, a fan was shouting at me that I didn't care, and that hurt me perhaps more than anything the media have written, because that is definitely not true. And, you know, no one wants to win more than me. And if you knew me and or worked for me, or all the players and staff that worked under me will know that that will never leave me. And I shall push this team to try and win on Saturday.
I'm just going to ask you one more thing, Alan, if I may, about Krakowiak. You two obviously had words, or didn't in his case, when he came off last week. What's the situation with him now?
He came and apologised on Monday or Tuesday, and apologised to my staff as well, which is unusual. Not many players do that. I accepted that apology, but also accepted that it was unacceptable. And I fined him, which I thought was the right thing to do. But it'll have no bearing on my selection process, because I think that's it covered then. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's respectful. And he agreed with that. I wouldn't do it to him. He shouldn't do it to me or any other manager. And I think that's about it for me.